when it comes to these relationships that may be difficult. You may have a mother-in-law that you're just driving you up the wall, or a sister-in-law that's just difficult, and you find it hard to be loving toward them. And the scripture is very clear that for us as Christians, we have a responsibility to love that person.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We got a lot to get at here today. We're going to be talking with some staff and visitors a little later in the program about this topic and hear their reflections on in-law relationships. We'd love to hear yours as well. Share them with us on our storyline, calling 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear you and hear what God's doing, or leave a question with us, or join the Facebook discussion. You can get there by going to our website at theintentionallife.com. I'm going to continue on. This is a five-day series of teaching. What we have is a intentional living teaching studio here where visitors from the community and our staff get together and I teach. And then we're sharing this teaching on the air. And, of course, all of our teaching going to our monthly members. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But this is a very practical five-day series right now on this high-stake relationship with in-laws. It can make or break the quality of your relationship. You'll be hearing in a moment this clip as we get into it, this first teaching, that one of the major issues in marriage is how much time should we spend with in-laws and how to have, you know, quality relationship and how to make that work. I'll get into that in just a moment. And we're sharing 10 very practical things with you today. Hey, a reminder, my wife Donna and I, this Saturday morning, doing something really special at Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction, Michigan, celebrating marriage at our Intentional Love Marriage Conference. And you know what? It's a great place. Limited seating, however. So check out availability if you can come and join us by going to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. And you can check out the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Very practical session. All right, let's go into the teaching studio and begin the lesson. Another researcher from the Cooperative Legal Services, they studied 2,000 couples and 800 divorcees, and what they found is that one-third of divorces, there was an underlying tension about how often and how much time we should see our parents and family. Isn't that interesting? One-third of divorces, part of the factor that was a tension in the leading to the divorce was they couldn't agree on how to fit the in-laws into their marriage. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And then part of that research, this is just really interesting to me, that daughters, that you ladies are better at assuring your father, if you have a good relationship with him, that he's still your father. But that men, we are not as good at assuring our moms that they still matter. We go on with our lives, you know, and we're busy doing things. And the moms are, what's that little saying? You know, you have a daughter for always. Anybody know what that is? But, you know, when you have a son and they leave home, and many moms are still feeling like, hey, do I still have a son? Where with our daughters, they still back and they're still daddy's little girl. Isn't that an interesting dynamics? Do you see how all of this can be a setup to the problems that can occur when we start having relationships with in-laws? So with all that being said, I was thinking about the freedom process that we teach at Intentional Living, which we all know, right? F-R-E-E. The first is focus on intention. What's God's intention for this? What is God's intention for in-law relationships? And figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And then develop some habits. So I want to just share a little bit what I think God's intention is for relationships with in-laws, and then share with you 10 things that I think, just really practical things that may be helpful. Like I said, if you've got a great relationship, keep doing it and stay at it. But don't assume you've got a great relationship because maybe the other side doesn't think it's so great. You with me on that too? Some of us live in a constant state of denial about reality, so keep that sensitive as well. But the scripture is full of the power of love and the importance of love. And I can't think of any better reason to have a great relationship or work on a good relationship with your in-laws than what the scripture says in 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God. He who does not love does not know God. We could camp there for a while, couldn't we? Because it says, for God is love. And so if we find it impossible to love, now, that doesn't mean you have all the feelings all the time, but to really practice love toward the in-laws in your life, if I understand what the scripture is saying, he who does not love doesn't know God. It's a spiritual test, I think, when it comes to these relationships that may be difficult. You may have a mother-in-law that you're just driving you up the wall, or a sister-in-law that's just difficult, and you find it hard to be loving toward them. And the scripture is very clear that for us as Christians, we have a responsibility to love that person. And loving that person, as we know in 1 Corinthians 13, is patience and kindness and long-suffering and all those kinds of things where we are being intentional in reaching out to that person. So, you ready to go? I want to give you 10 things that I believe are very practical for intentional living with your in-laws. Number one, job one for you and for me is to help our family member be successful in that in-law relationship. That's our number one job. My number one job as a father-in-law is to help Evan and Andrea and Derek be successful in their marriages. That's my job. That means it's not about me, just like Rick Warren says in The Purpose-Driven Life. And as the scripture says in Philippians 1:4, think not only of your own interests, but also the interests of others. And that means there's going to be times where you have to compromise. There's going to be times you're going to have to negotiate. There's times you have to bite your tongue. There's going to have to be times you have to just say nothing, you know, and let it go. Because the number one job that we all have is to help our brothers and sisters and children be successful in that relationship. Because the research is pretty clear, if you're not, there could be a problem. And one of the ways that we can do that is don't criticize. Just don't. Some of us have this need to critique. And any of you have that in an in-law? They just critique. They critique your food. They critique your house. They critique different things. And it can create a problem. Donna's dad, Warren, we all know Warren. Love Warren. But Warren knew how things were supposed to be, and Warren would at times just come and just, he'd be able to very positively suggest how maybe things, how you could rearrange the house a little differently. And I would chuckle. It didn't really matter to me. And it really wasn't that much for his daughter, but you know, if it had been his daughter-in-law, you see the difference? Dads can say things to daughters that dads can't say to daughter-in-laws.
Dr. Randy continues in just a moment, sharing from his July teaching series on high-stake relationships. Today's teaching is available to you as our thanks for your gift of any amount. When you become a monthly member, you'll be receiving Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month. And when you call now, we'll include a bonus teaching from Dr. Randy. This month's teaching CDs include Dr. Randy's studies, Intentional with Your Adult Children, and Intentional with Your In-Laws. And with your call right now to become a monthly member, we'll include Dr. Randy's lesson on workplace relationships as a bonus. Call 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4. Or go online at theintentionallife.com.
Do you have a hard time forgiving people who have done something wrong to you? And maybe you feel like you don't owe someone forgiveness unless they've asked for it.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Maybe you find yourself carrying hurt and unforgiveness for a really long time, even though there's nothing you can do to change it. Lack of forgiveness hurts the person carrying the hurt far more than it hurts the person who needs to be forgiven. And oftentimes, the person who has hurt you has done so without even being aware of that hurt. It's not a burden worth carrying, and the release opens up a new level of relationship with God. It's a manifestation of His love and grace for us. If we don't learn how to forgive, then how can we really feel the gift of being forgiven by God? For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Is it really possible to divorce-proof your marriage? Here's Dr. Randy Carlson.
Not only is it possible, I can show you how to do it at the next Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Whether you've been married for a few months or a few decades, this conference will make a difference in your marriage that will last a lifetime.
Coming this Saturday to Youth Haven Ranch in Michigan. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you hear on the radio, but all the sessions of this entire series. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Now let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
Now, this thing of making it job one is to help your family member be successful. The only exception to this is when you need to jump in is when there's abuse, when there's danger. I mean, you may have a totally irresponsible son or daughter or brother or sister, and there's a child whose life is endangered or there's abuse or something going on. And obviously you don't say, well, you know, I'm trying to have a good relationship and I want them to be successful. Our number one priority is those children. And so there are times that we have to violate some of these principles for the safety and protection of children. But our first job is to help our family members be successful. Does that make sense? Number two, as we think about intentional living with our in-law relationships, and this is really a big deal, this one. Maintain realistic expectations. I think sometimes when an in-law relationship develops, there's this sense of we're going to be best buddies and it's just going to be fantastic. You know what? It ain't going to necessarily be so. Not all those in-law relationships are going to be best buddy relationships. And we can have unrealistic expectations. And you know the formula. Expectations, whenever they're larger than reality, equals disappointment. We set ourselves up when we have these unrealistic expectations. And I wrote this morning before I came in to teach this lesson. Maybe if you have a good relationship with your family and communicate, to sit down and just clarify expectations. To be able to sit down with your children and your in-laws and say, hey, let's just, you know, what do you expect of me? How can I really support you? Because sometimes what I'm going to be teaching is keeping boundaries in place and backing off and giving space. But you may have a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law whose expectation is we want you engaged in our life. We want you to comment. We want you to be right there. You know what I'm saying? And you're assuming, you're taking the role of saying, well, I want to back off and I want to give you space. So if you clarify the expectations, you can see what's expected. In marriage counseling, I'll ask couples to write down what they expect from each other, the top 10, and then they share the list and talk about the things they can and can't do in their marriage. And this is similar, I think, in in-law relationships. To clarify the expectations so there's a clear picture of what they need from you and expect from you. Because generally, expectations are unrealistic and probably mostly off base. We make assumptions because, as you know, we judge ourselves by our intentions. And others judge us by our behavior. And so our intentions may be really good. And this is why in-law relationships get difficult, because you think, I don't know how I offended them. My intention was, right? But their expectation of whatever occurred was different. So clarifying those expectations can be helpful. And, of course, that can be difficult. I was thinking of King David. And you remember Absalom? His son, and the rebellion that he had, and he wanted to take over the kingdom. He wanted to rule. He wanted to, you know, usurp his authority. And David wrote the 62nd Psalm, and some say the 62nd Psalm was really in response to Absalom's rebellion. And listen to what David says about expectations, because clearly expectations were not being met. You know, I mean, you talk about a big dysfunctional family. You want to just study David and his family, and you kind of got all the fodder you're ever going to need for any lesson on dysfunctionality in families. But listen to what David said. My soul, wait silently to God alone, for my expectation is from Him. And so if you have a really difficult relationship with an in-law and the expectation is here and reality is here, get your expectation off that person and put your expectation on God. That's for us as Christians, that we get our focus clearly around the right spiritual direction for our expectation. By the way, that's Psalm 62:5. It's a great reminder. So maintain realistic expectations. Okay, we're live back here in our Intentional Living broadcast studio as we complete day two on the teaching portion of the program on this high-stake relationship of in-laws. And I hope you're finding this encouraging. You know, hearing myself teach again, hearing these points, knowing that we put a lot of effort into helping you take the principles of intentional living and our, what we call our intentionals, our top 10 list for in-law relationships to share with you today. And I hope you're finding this so very practical. You know, you can improve your most important relationships as well in your marriage, in your family, and work by being intentional in Christ. Are you intentional with your relationships that matter most, your high-stake relationships? Today, I would like to be able to send to you as a gift from the ministry to say thank you for your support. This entire 5-day teaching on intentional living with your in-laws, as you share the best gift you can for the ministry. And, you know, if you become a monthly member, and many of you are doing that, God bless you. If you can share, you know, $20, $30, $40 a month to help the ministry, what a great gift that is. Not only will we receive this, but we're going to send two other very helpful lessons to say thank you on high-stake relationships with your adult children and in the workplace. Plus, you'll start receiving ongoing teaching every month. You can find out more, and you can join us today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Okay? All right, we got Judy, who's been waiting patiently on the line in Lubbock. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on in your in-law relationship?
First of all, I want to say how much I do enjoy your program and been listening probably since you and Kevin started. I was pregnant with our oldest daughter when Sandy was pregnant with Lauren.
Wow, well, we got some gray hair now.
Yeah, a lot. My children remind me constantly.
Oh, no, you don't. I do.
Oh, well, I do, too.
Okay.
My children, you know, I heard something from a friend of mine right before we got married. She was talking about in-laws, and very wonderful piece of advice. And she said, you know, you need to practice liking your in-laws because it's not always easy. I'm going to use that as the segue into our issue. But I've taken that piece of advice, that wise counsel from a wise friend of mine, to heart and have really tried. The problem, for lack of a better word, becomes a bit complicated with my in-laws, because when they come to see us, they like to do a lot of projects. They're wonderful about that. I mean, they want to help, and we so appreciate what they do. But I am blind, and so when there are things that I can do, I'm very independent and do what I need to do, raise my family, cook, clean, whatever. But when there are things within a project, aspects to that project that I can be a part of so that I can have some stock in it since it's our house, I want to do that. And we happen to have had an instance just in the last couple of weeks where we wanted to re-wallpaper our kitchen. And so the girls were at school, and so my husband and I and my mother-in-law and father-in-law went to the wallpaper store, and I just told them, I said, you know, I'm totally blind, so I don't have any vision at all, and I said, you know, my only requirement is that it's something cheery. I don't care. I just want it to be something that says good morning when you walk in the kitchen. So we went in to the wallpaper, and they found some wallpaper, and John liked it, so they all agreed, so here we go. Well, one of the things I wanted to do was to, you know, help wash the walls down and take the wallpaper off and, you know, put the sizer stuff, whatever that stuff is that you put on it that doesn't require any vision. I mean, you can just do that. And I had recently gone on a walk to Emmaus, and our reunion group was meeting, and I had told them early on that night I was not going to be able to start, that I could start on Wednesday morning because I was going to my reunion group, and so I wouldn't be available. And so my mother-in-law, bless her heart, she just got real offended because she said, well, this is the night I wanted to start, and, you know, we're going to be leaving on Friday, and, you know, there's just no way we can get it all done. And I said, well, I guess then I can't go to my reunion group, and she says, well, I guess you'll just have to do whatever you think is important.
Well, what happened there? I'll tell you exactly what happened there, Judy, is that your expectations and agenda were different than your mother-in-law's expectations and agenda. And my guess is, just hearing you speak, she knows you're blind. She probably figured this was something they could do to help. They set their schedule aside to come and do it. In her mind, it was a project she had taken on personally to get it done.
Well,
and by
fact,
you, by, and I'm wondering if by you saying, well, I can't do it tonight, let's do it tomorrow, messing up, in her mind, her schedule, the expectation was not there. See, she didn't see it as coming to help you as much as maybe taking it on herself and getting it done. I don't know, but it seems like that to me.
We didn't have the wallpaper agenda. I mean, we didn't have that before they came, but as soon as they got here within a couple of days, and I had already been telling them that, you know, I had this to do. But then, you know, I don't know how to handle things in the future, because she does get, even like if I was cooking breakfast and one of the girls called me to go do something, and if I left what I was doing just for a minute, she would come and she would take it over. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I understand. But what I would do, Judy, answering your question, there's two things I would do in a relationship with your mother-in-law, given the unique circumstances that you face. One is I would take the high road. And I heard a definition of John Maxwell this week. He said the low road is when we treat people worse than we treat ourselves. And the middle road is when we treat people the same way they treat us. And the high road is when we treat someone better than they treat us. And I think taking the high road is not only a great biblical principle and teaching, but it's great in these relationships. And mom-in-law is there for a short period of time. I suggest we bend over backward as much as we can in these kind of relationships to take the high road, to treat her better than she actually is treating you. She apparently doesn't understand. She's got her own agenda and so on. Now, if this were a daily rub every day in a relationship, then I think it's important to sit down and clarify it. But not every relationship that you get together every few months, that's a little strained. You have to sit down and work it all out. I think part of it is accepting those differences and loving people for who they are. Secondly, Judy, when it comes to certain expectations, when mom-in-law is coming, I would encourage your husband, with your help and supervision, to establish what the priorities are going to be during that visit, what the expectations are. And I think so often we get in trouble with our relationships, in-law and otherwise, because we have unclear expectations of each other, what the roles and responsibility is going to be. It's what happens in marriages and business, happens in in-law relationships as well. God bless you, Judy. Appreciate the call.
You can improve your most important relationships by being intentional. Dr. Randy Carlson is here to help you with your high-stake relationships. In today's teaching, he presents practical biblical lessons to help you be intentional with your in-laws. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching, plus two other helpful series from Dr. Randy on your high-stake relationships with your adult children and in the workplace. That's three practical, full-length teachings when you become a member. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option 4.
Hey, listen, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for standing with us. You know, our passion, my passion, the passion of our team here at Intentional Living is very straightforward. And in this day and age, when we look at everything going on around us, all the confusion, all the hurt, all the anger, all the division, you know, the research is clear that what goes on in the world and the stress that we're facing in the economy and the workplace, in our culture, affects the quality of your family life. It permeates the relationship. You know, you may not even sense it, but as we talk about in-law relationships, that stress really affects you in ways that you may not even be fully aware of. That's why we are passionate about understanding what God's intention is for marriage, for family, for our finance, our health, the areas that matter most in our life, to know our purpose, to live our purpose, so we can finish every day strong in Him. So again, thank you for your support. As Kurt mentioned, when you join us, we have ongoing teaching we want you to receive. And for your best gift today to the ministry, we'll make sure you get this teaching on the in-laws. Just go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Debbie in Alaska, and I'm listening to your program on unforgiveness.
And I had to really work through, probably for 8 years, forgiving my mother-in-law, who was very critical and really spoke in a way that destroyed respect and a feeling of belonging. And it wasn't until I heard on your program that forgiving doesn't mean you have to allow someone to continue that behavior. And when I realized that I could forgive her for years of verbal criticism and abuse and not have to be subjected to it anymore, it was very freeing. And I have to say, too, that it has made me realize that as my son approaches his own wedding, that I want to be extra vigilant in not creating that kind of insecurity in my new daughter-in-law's relationship with my son. I want to be very cautious in the way I speak and I respond and the way I react. Thank you for your program and for helping us understand better the Word of God, so that we can apply it more beautifully in our own life.
Boy, you're very welcome. You know, she talked about forgiveness, and I think sometimes when all of a sudden we become the in-law, we realize, hey, this is really could be a big deal. You know, I look at my relationships with in-laws, and I have many, and they all have different quality of time and so on, but they're all good. They're all good relationships, but you have to work at them. You know, you have to be intentional. And in fact, when we come back at the teaching tomorrow on day number 3, I'm going to talk about one of the ways you can really build a stronger relationship with your in-laws is to start to focus on areas of shared interest and learn to express your love for them. And you can do it in very practical, positive ways. And we'll talk about that on the lesson tomorrow. And again, I want to remind you that this entire 5-day teaching of intentional living with your in-laws is our gift to those who are sharing a gift to the ministry of intentional living today. And many of you are joining monthly when you go online or call and you just say, hey, count me in every month. And we like to say thanks by upgrading that to say, hey, let me send you all the high-stake relationship teaching for this month on adult children, the workplace, and in-laws. And then every month, all of my teaching, 2 full CDs going to our monthly members. Just come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Hey, and again, my wife Don and I are going to be at the Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction, Michigan for an Intentional Love Marriage Conference Saturday morning, this Saturday morning. Check out ticket availability at theintentionallife.com. Click on events, you'll find it there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We have more on this topic of in-law relationships from Intentional Living.